it is feeling a bit scary, because I think it can be quite daunting, the whole idea of, you know, stopping straight away, to kind of give people encouragement. I actually heard about something called micro resolutions. I don't know if you've heard of that. It might be something you have heard. It's a book, actually, by this Wall Street exec called Caroline Arnold, and she's called it Small Move, Big Change. And she's basically saying her advice is to set yourself small resolutions that are easily achievable and easy to keep for long enough to become second nature. And I suppose if it does feel a bit scary, say you're at a dinner party and your regular intake is 3 glasses of wine, you could maybe think about reducing it to 2 in that one night. That just one small change to make you feel that you're a little bit more in control. Do you think that makes sense?
I think it makes sense if you are of that moderation mindset. If you're an abstainer, like I am, then I personally, for me, I'm better off not having anything at all, because once I've had the first glass, my control, my ability to moderate has gone. So think hard about which one of those two types you might be. If you can successfully moderate, then cutting down, I think, is a great thing to do. I like the idea of the time-based challenge, and thinking it's not so much about what you're giving up. If you think you're depriving yourself of something, you're always going to feel a bit hard done by. So I like to think about what I'm able to do because I'm not drinking. I'm able to leap out of bed at 6 in the morning and take the dog for a walk and feel great. Or at the weekend, I'm able to jump out of bed and go mountain biking with my friends. If I'm drinking, I'm probably not going to have the motivation to do that. So it's more about what I can do and not what I'm stopping myself from enjoying.
Let's expand on that a little bit, actually. I mean, drinking booze, it is as much about habit as anything else. Having a glass of wine with a meal while you're watching the telly, they're traits that we all recognise. They're habit-forming things that are very difficult to break. And as you say, what's worked for you is breaking that routine, I guess, that drinking routine, and having that mindset that you're actually in a zone of deprivation, which isn't the case at all, and being positive about what you are achieving instead, and changing that habit.
Yes, I think creating new habits. I mean, certainly I don't view myself as an addict at all, but as a habitual drinker. I have a great job, really interesting, very varied, but it can leave me pretty stressed. Quite a lot of responsibility, and far too frequently I walk through the door at 6:30, spend some time with the kids, and then the habit starts. 7 o'clock is wine o'clock. The bottle opens, and it's instead of doing that, I found that switching from a glass of wine to a non-alcoholic beer has been a brilliant thing for me to do. I still love the ceremony of going to the fridge, cracking open a cold one, and really enjoying the taste and flavour. But there's such a good choice of alcohol-free drinks around these days that you can still enjoy that, and it's still a bit of a treat at the end of the day, but with none of the downsides. And then you find yourself creating new positive habits. And pretty much once you've done the first Friday night without an alcoholic drink, you feel great. You do the weekend, you feel even better. And then you start to tick off those milestones, a fortnight, a month, and suddenly you just don't find yourself even thinking about it anymore.
And what about telling people that you're doing a challenge? Does it help your motivation, or does it actually add to the pressure, do you think?
I find that coming out has certainly helped me, and actually that I can see in people's eyes as I talk to them that there are many people out there who would like to be doing the same thing, really making a lifestyle change and kicking alcohol out of their diets. Mostly people are surprised, because they said, well, I never knew you had a problem. And I said, well, I'm not sure I had ever had a really limiting problem, but it was really affecting me, my mental health, and starting to affect my physical health. And so I think if people, for example, say they're giving up smoking, then they get a whole bunch of support from people. Well done, you know, it's fantastic, you're doing such a great thing. But you tell them you're giving up alcohol, and some people look at you like you're crazy. And they're actually the people who I think inwardly are thinking, do you know what, I think I should be doing this, but I can't, you know, don't hold the mirror up, because I don't want to be made to feel that I should also be doing this, when secretly I think I know I should.
And what about, I mean, say, for example, I mean, it's easier, slightly easier, I would guess, to, in a social context, you know, to put your foot down and not have any booze, and hopefully your friends respect it. But in a work environment, that can be a lot more difficult, because if you take clients out for lunch, you're creating bonds with clients, aren't you? And it's often over a couple of glasses of wine, because it replicates that relaxed environment that we have with friends. Is that more difficult in a work context?
I think it can be more difficult. My top tip is to be the first to the bar, because if it's a lunch with a client, whoever tends to order the first drink sets the tone for how lunch is going to be. And so if I order a lime and soda or ask for a non-alcoholic beer, then you'll find that the people that I'm with will all follow suit. Whereas if the first person at the bar orders the pint or the glass of wine, it's a bit more difficult. I'm quite lucky because I'm a bit of a rebel anyway, and I don't tend to really mind what other people think. So it's quite easy for me to go against the tide.
That's a very good tip, actually. Very, very good one. Never would have thought of that. What about now? You've given up, or you're giving up the booze for about, well, for a year. I think you're a couple of weeks in, are you?
Oh, I'm almost the same as you. I started actually the day before New Year's Eve.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
That was a nice, easy one to set yourself, day before New Year's Eve.
Absolutely. Good. Get the tough stuff out of the way early.
Make it nice and easy. What's going to happen after you do your 12-month stint? Do you think it's possible ever to reset your drinking baseline after this challenge, and moderate your drinking? Or do you think you might even give up forever?
So when I finished my 90-day challenge last year, I went straight into a family holiday, and actually, on the 91st day, I was on the plane, and we went to Portugal for a week. And that evening, I had my first glass of wine and thoroughly enjoyed it. The following day, I had a couple of glasses. And then 3 or 4 days into the holiday, I'm right back, you know, pretty much where I started in drinking more than I think, you know, I possibly feel comfortable with. So for me personally, I've cut down a lot since I took the challenge, and certainly going 3 or 4 days between drinks, which is something I never would have done beforehand, is routine for me now. And I now want to see how different I feel after a year. It's, again, I'm not saying I'm never going to drink again. For me, that would be quite a daunting prospect. But being able to put this time limit on it, put some boundaries around it and put some context to it. And I believe that I'm going to get to the year and just reassess where I've come. A lot happened to me in the 90 days, lots of positive things. You know, I managed to ride from London to Brighton on my bike in a single stint. It was fantastic. I felt elated at the end of it. I loved all the training. Work went really well for me. I managed to get promoted at work, I think, because I was more focused and more engaged. So a lot of positive things happen while you're doing it. I started a creative writing course. I never would have done that. You know, Monday nights, I would have been sat in watching the football with a beer. But I'm out at the local college, you know, learning how to write short stories. So never say never, but for me at the moment, I'm going to do the year. I feel very positive and confident about it, and then I'll see at the end of that how I feel.
Brilliant. As you say never, very apt words there. New year, new challenge. Thank you very much for sharing your story with us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you, Annie.
Thank you. That was Mike Collins. And if you want to follow in his footsteps and give up the booze, it could be for 1, 3 or 12 months, whatever it is, whatever your personal challenge is, and you need a little bit of support and advice, go onto the 1 Year No Beer website to get all the details you need. And if you do embark on the challenge, good luck and let us know how you get on.